Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. Last year on the show, I spent one episode turning back the clock a century to explore the songs from 1921. And this week, I thought I would do that yet again, exploring the songs of 1922. The Great American Songbook was still in its infancy 100 years ago. Songwriters like Richard Rodgers and Harold Arlen had yet to write a hit song. But many of the songs that were hits in 1922 continued to resonate over the decades, and we'll explore some of those songs this hour, including Chicago, Lovesick Blues, and I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise. It's the songs of 1922, coming up next on Afterglow.
If I should take a notion to swim, jump into that great big Atlantic Ocean, 'tain't nobody's business. 'Tain't nobody's business if I do. You hear what I say? And if I go to church, church on Sunday, inflation. Today we got ham and bacon. Tomorrow ain't nothing shaking. But it ain't. But it ain't. No! Ain't nobody's business if I do. Let me read you about my friend Bobby. Now I say, Bobby says, sis, got no bread, no money. I say, here, honey, take all my money, honey. Ain't your business. Ain't nobody's business if I do. I'm gonna greet everybody I say. If my man and me, we fussing and fight. Hey, go. Tomorrow morning and every day.
Ella Fitzgerald, featuring pianist Tommy Flanagan, live at the Montreux Jazz Festival in 1975, performing an excellent version of the blues standard "Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do," written by Porter Granger and Everett Robbins in 1922. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're exploring the songs from the American Songbook that were written 100 years ago, in 1922. I'll be honest, 1922 may not be the most memorable year in popular music. Looking back 100 years is a fun exercise, but many of the best-known songs from this year are still barely-known songs in the American Songbook today. There are no big hits from Irving Berlin, George Gershwin, Cole Porter, or Jerome Kern, songwriters who were very active in other surrounding years. I'm not entirely sure why, either. Moreover, some of the more popular songs from 1922 explore topics that are considered to be politically incorrect today. I mean, that's true for a lot of years, not necessarily 1922 in particular, but songs like China Boy or Limehouse Blues don't quite sit well today. A heads up about what songs I might ignore this hour. Let's start with some familiar songwriters, though. Many of the most well-known songwriters of the American Songbook were still not composing really at all in 1922, names like Richard Rodgers and Harold Arlen. Others were active, like Cole Porter and Jerome Kern, but they were not writing songs that we know at all today. Let's turn instead to George Gershwin, a songwriter who wrote songs in 1922 that did enter the songbook, even if slightly. In fact, the song you're hearing right now is a Gershwin song from 1922, performed in 1922 by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. Gershwin wrote this song with his brother Ira and lyricist Buddy DeSilva for the annual musical review called George White's Scandals, a popular showcase of song and dance that was similar to the Ziegfeld Follies. Here's a version from about 36 years later. This is Sarah Vaughan with Gershwin's "I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise" on Afterglow.
All you preachers who delight in panning the dancing teachers, let me tell you there are a lot of features of the dance that carry you through. Stairway to paradise with a new
say no, 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 but do it again. My lips just ache to have you take the kiss that's waiting for you. You know if you do, you won't regret it. Come and get it. Oh, no one is near. I may cry, oh, 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 but no one will hear. My mom may scold me, 'cause she told me it's naughty, but then, oh, do it again. Please do it again.
Two songs by George Gershwin, written in 1922. Just now we heard June Christie and arranger Shorty Rogers in 1950 with the song Do It Again, written with lyricist Buddy DeSilva for the 1922 musical The French Doll. Before that we heard Sarah Vaughan in 1958 from her Gershwin songbook album and Stairway to Paradise, a song George wrote again with Buddy DeSilva, along with his brother Ira, for the review George White's Scandals, also from 1922. Let's look now at the year 1922 for composer Irving Berlin. Berlin became famous back in 1911, so by 1922, he was already well established and in the process of diversifying his brand. He started his own publishing company in 1919, and in the early 1920s moved into the world of theater management. He helped open the Music Box Theater on Broadway, which still is running today, and he was busy writing the music for the annual show called the Music Box Review in the first half of the 20s, a showcase for his songs and for the theater in general. Let's hear a song written for the 1922 version of the Music Box Review. Here is Ella Fitzgerald and Chick Webb 16 years later in 1938 with the Irving Berlin song Pack Up Your Sins and Go to the Devil on Afterglow.
Pack up your sins and go to the devil in Hades. You meet the finest of gentlemen and the finest of ladies. They'd rather be down below than up above. Hades is full of thousands of Joneses and Browns, oh, holy hands, Cohens and Bradys. You'll hear a heavenly tune that went to the devil because the jazz bands, they started picking it, then put a trick in it, a jazzy kick in it. They've got a couple of old reformers in heaven making them go to bed at 11. Pack up your sins and go to the devil and you'll never have to go to bed at all. Thank you.
sunny day with a smile on my face. I'll go back to that place far, far away. I'll go back to that shack and that red-headed hen. She'll say, how have you been? Then go back to the hay and lay me my breakfast. Some sunny day I'll be on that express, flying away to my little bunch of happiness. Oh, how I pine for those lips sweet as wine. They'll be pressed close to mine some sunny day. Sunny day with a smile on my face, going back to that place far, far away. Back to that shack and that red-headed hen. She'll say, how have you been? Then go back to the hay, a couple over easy. Some sunny day I'll be on that express, flying away to my little bunch of happiness. Oh, how I pine for those lips sweet as wine. They'll be pressed close to mine some sunny day.
Two songs written by Irving Berlin 100 years ago, in the year 1922. That was Bing Crosby and Bob Scobie's Frisco Jazz Band with Some Sunny Day, a track off of the 1957 album Bing with a Beat. Before that, we heard Ella Fitzgerald and drummer Chick Webb in 1938 with Pack Up Your Sins and Go to the Devil. Another active songwriting team in the year 1922 was Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn. The pair actually worked for Irving Berlin's publishing company for much of the 1920s and wrote a few of their biggest hits in this year, although they were published by a different publishing company. Let's hear some later versions of two of their 1922 hit songs. We'll start with a version from 1956. This is Chet Baker with the Donaldson and Kahn tune, My Buddy, on Afterglow.
My buddy, nobody quite so true. Miss your voice, the touch of your hand, just long to know that you understand. My buddy, your buddy misses. Miss your voice, the touch of your hand, just long to know that you understand. My buddy, your buddy.
Judy Garland from her 1955 album Miss Show Business with the tune Carolina in the Morning. Before that, we heard Chet Baker in 1956 with the song My Buddy. Both of those songs were published in the year 1922 by songwriters Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn. In 1922, some of the best jazz in the country was happening in Chicago. It was the year Louis Armstrong followed his mentor, King Oliver, there, helping to turn that city into the epicenter of hot jazz. It's no surprise, then, that one of the biggest songs of the year celebrates that toddling town. And let's hear it now. This is Frank Sinatra, 35 years later, in 1957, with the Fred Fisher song, Chicago, on Afterglow.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around. I love it, bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday couldn't shut down. On State Street, that great street, I just want to say, they do things they don't do on Broadway. They have the time of their life. I saw a man, he danced with his wife in Chicago, Chicago, my hometown. Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around. I love it, bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday could not shut down. On State Street, that great street, I just want to say, they do things that they never do on Broadway. Say, they have the time of their life. I saw a man and he danced with his wife in Chicago, 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 that's my hometown.
Frank Sinatra and Nelson Riddle's Orchestra in 1957 with the song Chicago, That Toddlin' Town, recorded for the film The Joker Is Wild. That song was written by songwriter Fred Fisher in the year 1922. We'll have more songs from 1922 in just a bit as we continue turning back the clock 100 years. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow, I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring songs from 1922 this hour, and let's hear a song that's considered one of the most influential songs written in this year.
Thank you.
That was the great blues singer Bessie Smith, along with pianist Clarence Williams, in her first commercial recording, which was actually made in February of 1923, performing a song written in 1922 called Downhearted Blues. That tune was written by two women, Chicago blues musician Lovie Austin and the woman who first sang it, jazz and blues singer Alberta Hunter. Downhearted Blues has endured mostly due to this association with Bessie Smith. The song, and this recording in particular, has been cited by the Library of Congress, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as being one of the most important and influential songs from this year. Sometimes the enduring quality of a song has to do not with the song itself, but who that song is associated with, like in the case of Downhearted Blues and Bessie Smith. I'll play two songs from 1922 now that have both endured thanks to iconic performances from people on film. The first is a song written by Gus Kahn, Ernie Erdman, and Danny Russo in 1922, and made famous that year by vaudeville singer Al Jolson. Jolson cemented the legacy of this tune again 5 years later when he performed it in the film The Jazz Singer, the very first motion picture to include sound. Here's a version from nearly 40 years later. This is Tony Bennett in 1961 with Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye on Afterglow.
Yesterday I heard a lover sigh, goodbye, oh me oh my. 7 times he got aboard his train, and 7 times he hurried back to kiss his love again and tell her toot toot tootsie goodbye. Toot toot tootsie don't cry. The choo choo train that takes me away from you, no words can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me tootsie and then do it over again. Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. If you don't get a letter, then you know I'm in jail. Toot, toot, tootsie, don't cry. Toot, toot, tootsie, goodbye. If you don't get a letter, then you know I'm in jail. Well, toot toot tootsie, don't cry. Toot toot tootsie, goodbye. Toot toot tootsie, goodbye. Toot toot tootsie, goodbye. Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
I'm running wild. Lost control, running wild, mighty bold, feeling gay, reckless too, carefree mind all the time, never blue. I'm always going, don't know where, soul all over you.
Ella Fitzgerald in 1962 with the song Runnin' Wild, written by Arthur Harrington Gibbs, Joe Gray, and Leo Wood in 1922. That song was famously performed by Marilyn Monroe in the 1959 film Some Like It Hot. Before that, we heard Tony Bennett in 1961 with the 1922 song Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye. That song was famously performed by Al Jolson in the 1927 film The Jazz Singer. One of the top artists of 1922 was bandleader Paul Whiteman, who recorded hit versions that year of many of the songs I featured this hour. While being a commercially successful artist at the time, he was also a songwriter, and several of his originals have lasted for posterity. Let's hear one of his first credited compositions, and follow this up with a few more songs from other songwriters written that same year, 1922. Here is Mel Torme in 1955 with the Paul Whiteman, Ferdy Grofay, and Theodora Morse song, Wonderful One, on Afterglow.
My wonderful one, whenever I'm dreaming, love's love light a-gleaming, I see. My wonderful one, how my arms ache to hold dear, to cuddle and fold near to me. Just you, in the shadowy twilight, in silvery moonlight, there's none like you. I adore you, my life I live for you, my wonderful one. Just you, only you, in the shadowy twilight, in silvery moonlight, there's none like you. I adore you, my life I live for you, my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful one, my wonderful, wonderful
live without
about you. But I admit that I changed my mind. I go to sleep and I dream about you. And through the day, you can always find me blue. Because we're parted, blue and broken hearted. There was a time I was jolly. You know the reason I'm melancholy blue and oh so lonely. True, I want you only. We made a blunder and lots of time I wonder, dear, if you're blue too.
Softly whisper with tender sighs, stop. You bet your life you'll linger there a little while. Oh, stop. Or won't you give your lady fair a little smile? It's the heaven right here on earth, full of beautiful queens, way down yonder in New Orleans. Thank you. Stop, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Stop, give your lady fair a little smile. Oh, it's the heaven right here on earth, full of beautiful queens. Look out, way down yonder in New Orleans.
Three songs from 1922 performed over the decades, all in the same key, too, F major. Just now we heard New Orleans native Harry Connick Jr. in 1998 with the song Way Down Yonder in New Orleans by Henry Creamer and Turner Layton. Before that we heard Bing Crosby and Eddie Condon in 1946 with Blue and Broken Hearted by Edgar Leslie, Grant Clark, and Lou Handman. And starting that set, Mel Torme in 1955 with Wonderful One, written by bandleader Paul Whiteman, his arranger, Ferdy Groffet, and one of the few female Tin Pan Alley lyricists from the 1920s, Theodora Morse. To close off this hour of songs from 1922, I want to turn now to one of the most enduring songs from that year. It's actually a song that has been kind of co-opted by country music, although 1922 predates the beginning of the country or hillbilly genre distinction. It's the tune Lovesick Blues, written by songwriter Cliff Friend and lyricist Irving Mills. It was originally a blues song that first appeared in a Tin Pan Alley musical in 1922. However, in 1925, the minstrel show performer Emmett Miller made a recording of it that included yodeling, and that country yodel has been part of the song ever since.
Since my mama said goodbye, it seems I don't know what to do. All I do is sit and cry. Oh Lord, the last song.
Miller's version was imitated by Hank Williams in 1948, turning it into a number one country single and cementing its legacy.
I got a feeling of the blues, oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh Lord, that last long day.
Let's hear a more recent version of that 100-year-old song now that brings back some of the 1920s jazz sound into the song. Here is British jazz singer Jamie Cullum in 2014 with Lovesick Blues on Afterglow.
What's the matter with me? I'm in love, I'm in love with a beautiful girl. She don't care about me. To make her love me, I try. Oh, how I sigh and cry. But she just refused. My baby said goodbye. Seems I don't know what to do. All day long I sit and cry. That last long day we spent alone. But I'm yearning for it yet. She thrilled me. I hate to think that it
word goodbye.
Goodbye.
I hate to think that it's all over. All the long I sit and cry. That last long day we spent alone. Well, I'm yearning for it yet. She thrilled me, it filled me with the kind of love that
Jamie Cullum from his 2014 album titled Interlude with the song Lovesick Blues, a tune written by Tin Pan Alley songwriters Cliff Friend and Irving Mills 100 years ago in 1922. And thanks for tuning into this Songs of 1922 edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.